sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
One o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. We welcome in the head coach of the New England Revolution. Brad Friedel is with us. Hey, coach.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. 1-1 draw. Going back to the game in L.A. Brad Knighton was in net. Will he remain in net?
Well, I'll name the team on Saturday.
Yeah, Belichick. Nice.
I like it. Keep it close to the vest.
That's right. Hey, you got to feel good, though. I mean, three straight matches now. You guys are sort of undefeated there. I mean, I know it's a draw, but, you know, seems like you've settled some things down. Fair to say?
Yeah, and during, I mean, we've spoken many times over the course of when we weren't getting some results. We had every right and should have won a lot of those games and picked up many more points. We've had some very good performances in there, and some bad luck, some individual mistakes has kept us from the 3 points. But the players have always maintained a really good work ethic in training, and we've given ourselves a good chance of trying to make the playoffs in these last six games.
If you're going to be in the playoffs, it's probably going to take winning on the road. How confident are you that you can do that?
I'm very confident. The game LAFC is another game, especially in the second half. We were the better team. We were the team that was creating the chances. I thought we overran their midfield in the game and put a lot of pressure on their back four. They got a couple opportunities on counterattacks. And even in the first half, with the exception of maybe the last 3 or 4 minutes of the first half, we controlled the tempo of the game. So the players know how to play away from home. It's just having that little added bit of confidence to get the 3 points. I mean, in the dying seconds, we hit the post, and then they had an opportunity at the very end. But I see a lot of signs there that suggest that we can pick up wins on the road.
And, Coach, is the overall effort there, it was a concern of yours a couple of weeks ago when we talked about guys, the veterans, the new guys, everybody, just not maybe competing as hard as you thought they could. Do you think that's gotten better?
Yeah, I mean, the competition for places has been very good. And my point on that was at certain really important parts of the games. It's not the competitive side of things. It was the attention to detail and where are the leaders, who's going to head the ball out of the box at the important times when you need it, who's going to come out and punch the ball, catch the ball, things of that nature. You know, the competition has been very good within the squad, especially competing for places to try to get in the team on the weekends or midweek if we have a game for that matter. But it's been nice. We've calmed down a little bit, I think, at certain parts of the game, and the wins and not losing certainly helps. And it's very important, I said at the beginning of the season, it's always important when you lose a game to try not to lose that second one because losing can become a habit. And too many of the players are used to that here. And I see a lot of MLS teams are used to that. They're used to these streaks, winning and losing. And it's up to us as a staff to try to get that formula where we can have much more consistency on the winning side of things.
Coach, final one for you. You've got Chicago coming up this Saturday. What are you specifically getting ready for to match up against them?
Yeah, we'll be looking to play a very high tempo game. We'll see what formation they play. They play some games with three in the back, some games with four in the back. But I really want to see a midfield from our team with a lot of energy to be able to beat them in transition. If we do that and we can create numbers up and get advantages against whoever they play in whatever formation in the back, then we'll be able to create opportunities. And from there, it's just about hitting the back of the net. So we're really looking forward to this. I think it can be a pivotal week for us. We'll see what happens with Philadelphia tonight. Hopefully Seattle can do us a favor. Hopefully we're sitting in a very good position come Saturday night.
Saturday night, 7:30 start at Gillette Stadium. Coach, thanks.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. See you, Coach.
Brad Friedel with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. 617-779-0985. Thoughts on the Red Sox last night, so? I say, of course.
Everything you fear.
Of course.
Everything you fear.
Now, the game yesterday was supposed to start in the afternoon, yeah. Right? They get it bumped back to a night game. And you think, okay, that's sort of a good thing because had they won a 1 o'clock start, yesterday and then they win the division. It's like, what a downer. No one gets to sort of see it. No one's like...
See, Jim thought it would have been great because you could party all day in New York.
Oh, great for the team.
I completely disagree. Great for the team. You want to close out at night and then go downtown, midtown, man.
Woo. So they didn't close it out last night because their bullpen completely fell apart. No.
About the pitch that he threw, that he wouldn't do anything different.
About that filthy fat hook that he left there for Neil Walker. Hammer out of the ballpark.
No movement on it whatsoever. Never, just left it up high, and he right out. Guys get
There was a game where I said, you know, what's Alex Cora afraid of? Neil Walker pinch hitting? What game was that, Jim? I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Okay, so say that.
His bullpen's so bad, he has to be concerned about 40. How old is Neil Walker now? He feels like he's 100 years old. He's been around forever. Let's call him old man Neil Walker, part-time player Neil Walker. Yes, he has to worry about that. His bullpen's that bad.
Yeah.
So, of course, they couldn't close it out last night. There's nothing more to say. It's obvious. Everybody knows that the bullpen is a disaster.
Does Cora handle it any differently, though, if that's ALDS, Divisional Series?
How is he supposed to at this point?
Different guy. Say that's the matchup.
Because the starter yesterday is going to be in the bullpen in the playoffs. So, yeah, he could handle it differently. Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, but I'm...
Oh, I feel so much better now.
No, you've got to understand what Zoe's saying, though. How would you have handled it differently given what he could deal with yesterday?
Say you don't have Evaldi. Say you don't have Evaldi.
I don't know. I know Steven Wright's going to be in the bullpen. Evaldi's going to be in the bullpen. And for the first series with the short series, you're going to have E-Rod in the bullpen, most likely.
Oh, I feel so much better now.
You should. Those are three of their best pitchers right now.
So then what will you do if you win and you win that first series? You're still cooked in the next two.
Mm. Well, you move one of those guys to the rotation.
Yeah.
Let's get there first.
Yeah, you're right. I'm with you. I'm just saying that you look at last night, I'm not putting it on the manager. That's the only point here. That's O's only point. It's not on the manager anymore.
It's on David Dombrowski.
These guys suck.
Yeah.
And to be honest, the way Cora uses his bullpen with whoever's the hot hand, we might not know who's in that situation until these next 2 weeks play out.
And I wouldn't blame him one single bit. Would not at all. I think it changes every day with him. There's nothing that's solid about this the back end of this bullpen. There's nothing solid about it.
Mookie Betts not in the lineup last night, but apparently he's going to be in there tonight. Do you believe him?
Well, if he doesn't play tonight, then we got a problem. Because he was supposed to play yesterday.
If he doesn't play tonight, then that's it. Don't play him. Shut him down. Don't play the guy.
You and I had no problems shutting him
down. I had no issues, right? But they
said, no, he's going to play.
But they were saying he was going to play. So now that tells you that when that happens, when they say we're going to play the guy and then they don't play him, it tells you that the injury is worse than they're letting on, or the injury is worse than they expected it to be. And those are concerning things. But I would rather
They knew the weather before yesterday. So to take him out of the lineup and use the weather as an excuse is crap.
They were talking early in the morning about potentially moving that game because thunderstorms were rolling through New York. They were calling that early in the morning. There were rumblings that they were going to move this game tonight. And of course they did.
Yeah.
I just hope this is the matchup.
Andrew in Belmont, what do you want to do with Chris Sale?
I was wondering if he'd be better off coming out of the bullpen because we can't get a save with the bullpen we have anyway. So if he's not pitching full games anyways, just run him out of there.
All right, but their plan is to have him pitching full games by the time they get to the playoffs. Yeah.
But the best thing, and you know, hey, the way everything shook down last night, I'll take it for tonight because you got Price down in the Bronx with Judge back and company. And David Price trying to close out your division for you.
Well, when the Red Sox do eventually close out the division, they're going to need a banner to celebrate
This is even a bigger story.
I mean, you hang a banner when you win a division. Except they somehow lost the banner on the side of the road and someone picked it up. I'm not kidding. That really happened.
This is real, folks.
We'll tell you that story after this.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Call
it Monday.
same. Like baby, Paula never felt the same. Oh, what?
God, this is awful. What is this, Jim?
I heard this yesterday. I took a shot. I said they're either going to really love it or really hate it.
Really
hate it. I don't
really
hate it one bit.
I hate it.
There's no in between.
I don't hate it one bit.
You know what you should play?
Here we go. Who is this anyway?
I don't know. I would have beat you with a stick. It's so called.
I would have beat you with a stick.
Who is it?
Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, really? I don't like him. It doesn't sound like the rest of the Fleetwood Mac catalog.
Artie, you're Mr. Music.
What?
Bad up, down.
The song?
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
No, for our purposes here, no. That's a no.
Yeah, it doesn't really work for us.
What's that one we did a Starship last week? Get all excited about.
Oh, we built the city on rock and roll.
Everybody hated that.
Come back with that.
No, everyone liked it except for you.
But it works here.
No one liked it.
This from the Boston Globe. Headline of BostonGlobe.com. Red Sox division title banner falls off truck. Its return may cost them.
Found by two townies.
Travis Anderson from the Globe wrote this story published today.
This is great. Go Red Sox.
The Red Sox know a thing or two about high-stakes negotiations.
Do they?
With marquee free agents or sponsorship partners. But now they have to contend with Louis Iacuzzi.
Louis!
A 44-year-old Malden resident.
Oh, thank you.
Who, along with two friends, came to be in possession of the 2018 division championship banner that the team plans to unveil at Fenway Park if the team, that should say, when the team clinches the AL East title. Iacuzzi said Wednesday by phone that he and his buddy spotted an object wrapped up on McGrath Highway in Somerville Monday morning.
Malden in Somerville.
So he pulled over, crossed multiple lanes of busy traffic.
Of course they did.
And retrieved it. Inside was a massive banner that read, 2018 American League East Champions.
Hey, we're in Somerville. He said, in traffic, it's but the look banner. At that over there. Let's go get it.
Now he and his pals want to make sure the Sox get the flag back in time to hoist at Fenway if they capture the AL East crown.
It's worth two tickets to the Green Monster, if you ask me.
But don't think he's going to serve it up like a batting practice fastball. Quote, we want to return it. We're trying to do the right thing. But I'm not just going to hand it to them.
Love it.
That's one of his quotes, but there's more because the Globe actually recorded some of this conversation.
Went and spoke with them.
We have this.
We have it now. Here we go. This is Louis.
It's Louis.
Now, we have our coffee run. We're driving on McGrath Highway in Somerville, and I noticed a couple cars swinging, like moving to the right, and we seen something in the street.
Okay. What does a normal person do when they see something in the street?
I love this guy.
What's that thing in the background?
I love everything about this guy already.
Give me the get, Jim.
What happens when you see something in the street when you're driving, so?
You avoid it?
I avoid it.
Swerve around and avoid it.
Hey, let's pick it up.
I'm not saying
I was driving down Route 1 yesterday morning to the stadium, coming south down Route 1. There was a large box in the left-hand lane by... we're like the mini golf course is on your left.
Right.
Yeah. And so what did I do? Got in the right lane. Made sure I didn't hit the box and kept driving. These guys wouldn't have done that. They would have stopped and said, what's in the box?
Freaking stop Malden. On the opposite side and then run across four lanes to go investigate.
North Shore. Told
he's
you.
Like, Louie, what is that? What is it? I'm like, I don't know. I don't. What is it?
It's a baby whale, dude.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, look at that fish. That is no fish. What is that thing? Jesus.
So I ran across the highway to grab it.
Of course you did.
Love this guy. This is like drunken recap.
No, this is better.
It is better.
This is real.
This is real. Like, you should see the faded jeans on these guys. The acid wash jeans.
I mean, the phrase fall off a truck is code for we stole it.
Yeah.
But their story is it literally fell off a truck.
Across the highway that they had to kind of frogger their way over to go get it.
Right. We brought it in the car. We had no idea.
I like that dog.
It's a dog. It's a dog. Try.
Are they steal that too?
We're not even a quarter of the way.
They picked that up because they saw it in the yard?
Shut up. We're not even a quarter of the way through this thing. You can't get distracted so easily.
We brought it in the car. We had no idea what it was. It was wrapped up in a brown paper bag.
I'll stop. So Bad things are usually
when
you
drink
discard
it in the park
something.
Or you're making a banner, Red Sox. You put it in a brown paper bag?
Who opens brown paper bags that are like left on the side of the road? What if it's a head in there? Wait, really? You want to find
I thought
head?
Bags were like banned in this world by now. You go to the supermarket now, there's no paper, there's no plastic. It's basically figure it out on your own.
These guys are so guilty.
Oh, you want a bag? Buy one. They're a dollar each. What do you mean they're a dollar each?
Bad liars. Yeah, we saw a brown
wrapped
bag.
In brown paper. Like if you buy a rug, sometimes we wrapped in like that heavy duty brown paper.
Right,
I think that's probably
it's
what
like meat paper. Like you buy steak and they wrap it up if you hand cut the steak.
Butcher paper.
Butcher paper.
First thing I said, this belongs to the Red Sox. This is for Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, so key phrase
you
here.
You can't even have this in a movie.
This belongs to someone else. This belongs to the Red Sox.
Based on Fenway Park.
This is supposed to go in Fenway Park. So he knows.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
Well, you picked it up.
You
That's
picked
how
it up off the
it.
Side
you,
of the road.
You took it.
Belongs to the park. I'm thinking that they hang it off the Green Monster. You know, we want to give it back to them because it belongs to them. And it doesn't belong to us. Yep. But in reciprocation, we would like, you know, maybe to go to a nice playoff game. Or we're looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over to them.
Yes. I like his buddy. Like, I'm part of the crime. This reminds me of, what was that on Home Alone with Joe Pesci and the Sticky Bandits? Remember they went robbing the houses and Joe Pesci was the head guy?
You know,
and who's the other guys?
We want reciprocation. We're using big words now. And all we want is the tickets to the game and maybe throw out the first pitch.
We want reparations.
That's so much to ask.
Reparations for the people,
reciprocities of the forms of which we found.
Right. I mean, we need to negotiate here. We want. We're looking for
We're working too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sounds like
what's the odds they're driving a Cutlass?
Well, no.
Do they have the car? What kind of car is it? They got pictures of the trunk, them taking it out of the trunk.
I think the one guy said he was on call at Mass General. He's a
For
surgeon.
What?
He's a surgeon of some kind. They said they're working right now, too. The other guy.
Washing bed sheets.
Probably do at the stockholders at the shareholders meeting. He's presenting. He's got that hedge fund he's got to go manage.
Who recorded this?
My man had to run across three lanes, traffic.
But we know that that's the original one.
We were told there was only one made.
Yeah, we were told there was only one being made.
He just said that.
By who?
Who told you that?
Well, here's what the Red Sox say in
a statement.
Reciprocator?
Only in Boston.
Really? Okay. Red Sox spokeswoman.
We still have more.
I know, we'll get to more on that. Red Sox spokeswoman said that we are aware of a banner that went missing from the possession of a signage vendor. In a follow-up statement sent at 12:20 p.m., Sox spokeswoman Zineb Curran said the team has been in touch with the people who have the banner in their possession, that would be these two guys, and provided them with a variety of ways they may return it to us or the original vendor. The team told the Associated Press that the banner apparently fell off a vendor's delivery truck. John Henry, principal owner of the Red Sox, also owns the Globe. I like how they always have to put that in the story.
It was wrapped up in a brown paper bag.
Yeah.
Just like Mystic River.
All right, let's see
what else he got.
But then they told us they had a duplicate. So if they do try to put a duplicate up, you best believe we're going to show up and say,
we have the right one.
That's not the right. That's not the original.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'd rather
It's just a cloth banner. They can make another one. It's the same thing.
It's not the Mona Lisa. This isn't King Tut. It's a banner for the AL East. It's not the pennant.
Honest to God, my surround system in my house, I bought from a white van in a Lowe's parking lot. A Lowe's doesn't exist anymore. It was in Woonsocket. But the sound system is still kicking. I bet these guys drive a white van.
You bought speakers out of a van?
I bought a sound system out of a van in a Lowe's parking lot.
That's a scam.
Not a scam.
No, they work great.
So how much you pay for them?
A couple hundred bucks.
For what? You said
sound system.
Blaupunkt.
Harman Kardon. Pretty good.
You best believe we're going to show up and say,
we have the right one.
That's not the right. That's not the original.
So we're hoping
there is no original. They haven't hung it up yet,
that's
guys.
Not the original. Though.
They can make 10 more and then pick one at random, and that will be the original. Come on.
And they put the right one up.
We're hoping they do the right thing. Yep. You know, we did the right thing.
Did you?
Did you really?
Because it sounds like what these guys think they're saints.
Right.
If doing the right thing means running across four lanes of traffic to pick up some trash on the road, then yes, you did the right thing. But beyond that, you haven't done anything.
Did their girlfriends...
We could have put it on eBay. We could have, you know, we got connections.
Then
we
do it.
Reached out to other sources.
There's another Red Sox team somewhere in the world, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Got to win the division
this
year.
What the hell
does
that even mean?
What sources are you going to sell it to? Did their girlfriends, Annette and Gina, tell them to call
the
Red Sox?
Wait. Look to your right. If Beatles saw that on eBay, he would buy that in a heartbeat.
Nah. It's too big. You can't do anything with that.
Beatles, if there was multiple, Beatle would do it to sell multiple. That's how Beatle makes the money on the internet.
Oh, buy and resell it, you mean?
Buy multiple versions of it and resell those.
Multiple versions of something that will sell out. And then
Correct.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're big supporters of the Red Sox. And we want to see them win. And we want this banner to go back on Lansdowne Street or wherever it belongs.
So then go over there and drop it off at the front door.
Yeah. So Lanny,
the address is 4
Where's
Yawkey
Lanny?
Way.
Lanny's hiding.
Well,
Lanny doesn't, want to do
Lanny doesn't
you
know these guys, but he knows he's familiar with their names. He knows them from like somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what he told me. But he doesn't know them.
But he knows someone that might be related to them. Knows the family.
Like back in the day, baseball, something like
that.
He like knows.
So Lanny knows these two guys.
The one kid hit 350 in the summer league.
So I ran across the highway to grab it.
Not the first time you've done that.
We brought it in the car.
That's
we had no idea what it was.
Fair part's a dog. I like that dog.
This is borderline baby whale type stuff. It's that good.
Yeah.
Right. We need to negotiate here. We're looking for
we're working too.
Yeah.
I bet they changed their names for this. And this is wasn't the guy's name on the boat Jay? Hey Jay, look at that thing. It's a well. It's effing well.
It's so good.
These guys have great chemistry. You could do a radio show probably.
That's
they finish each other's sentences.
That's true.
Did you know this? Seamless.
But we know that that's the original one.
We were told there was only one made.
Told there was only one being made.
So at that point, that tells us. But then they told us they had a duplicate.
You know what this sounds like? Remember when we were at the other place?
There's only one made, but they had a duplicate.
Our morning show at the other place. They had that Dude and Bird did a podcast. They used to Dude and Bird show.
Yeah.
That's what this sounds like. Dude's not here, right? He went to the other place. I think. Or maybe he's jobless.
I don't know where Dude is.
So if they do try to put a duplicate up, you best believe we're going to show up and say,
we have the right one.
email just came into us that says, these guys need to be on the special late night show with Mark from Medford and the others. So that means Ken and Lowell, Mark from Medford.
Jungle O.
Who else?
There's one guy we try to throw in there, too. The dude in Maine.
Paulie from Dedham. Put them all in a show together. Round table.
You do half-hour football, half-hour baseball.
Yeah. Nights at the round table, we're going to call that. We're going to put them all around a big table.
Thank you. Thank you for this.
Hardy has headlines.
Get you caught up on brown paper bag.
Yeah.
We'll get to your calls next. Actually,
really good for Malden. Really.
We'll get to your calls, including calls from anyone who might know these two. We'll take those two next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bill Belichick met the media today, would not talk about Josh Gordon. Did talk a little bit about the Lions, though, who the Patriots will face in Detroit on Sunday.
Tough competitive team, very explosive, can score in a hurry in a kicking game offensively and turn the ball over on defense. So they're very good at that last year and obviously start off with that type of play against the Jets. So a lot of work to do on this team, and so we'll start working our way through it here today.
Josh Gordon out there on the practice field, but Belichick wouldn't talk about him. Said the trade wasn't finalized. As for Cyrus Jones, wouldn't talk about him either. He's reportedly back on a 2-year deal. Red Sox have another chance to close out the division tonight. They lost 3-2 last night to the Yankees in New York. David Price will get the start tonight in the Bronx opposite Luis Severino. Bruins beat the Flames in China 3-1. The other Bruins squad won in D.C. last night 5-2 over the Capitals. Headlines are brought to you by Nissan. Now's the best time to save big at Nissan's Take Home a Titan Truck Month event. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. Get your Sports Hub headlines anytime in your flash briefing on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Now, we have our coffee run. We're driving on McGrath Highway in Somerville. And I noticed a couple cars swinging, like moving to the right, and we seen something in the street. And he's like, Louie, what is that? What is it? I'm like, I don't know. What is it? So I ran across the highway to grab it. We brought it in the car. We had no idea what it was. It was wrapped up in a brown paper bag.
All right. I picked up on something there. Little audible noises. Now, we all heard the dog, right?
Yep.
And you hear a parakeet. You tell me these guys hit a pet store, too?
How do you know there's a parakeet?
Play it again. Play it again. Listen, you're going to hear the dog go. You're going to hear it. I'm telling you.
Now, we have our coffee run. We're driving on McGrath Highway in Somerville. And I noticed a couple cars swinging, like moving to the right, and we seen something in the street.
There's Bird.
Thank you.
There's the bird.
These guys knocked off a pet store. Probably the one at the Burlington Mall. Or the Braintree Mall. Braintree still has one, right? Pets R Us?
Yeah, but it's just dogs there. It's not like a full pet store.
They probably got a couple. They're probably interviewing these guys at their house. They probably got a dog caged up. They got the parakeet in the back.
You know, you don't see a lot of pet stores anymore.
No.
Sort of a dying breed,
yeah,
right?
We got one in Woonsocket close to us, yeah. It's down there. It's walk in there, it smells something like guinea pig.
I mean, pet stores used to be a pretty common thing. You don't see a lot of those anymore.
I like smelling a fish tank, though. Kind of fishy, but you smell that fish food, that, you know, when you put the flakes in. Certain smell.
You've got your big ones like, you know, Petco's and PetSmart and those. But those are more like supplies.
Fish, birds, right.
Yeah.
Reptiles.
I'm talking about you used to
not
go
real
in.
Pets.
You used to go look at the pets.
You used to go
a
in
area.
Dogs, cats.
Yeah, they had a holding area.
You want a parakeet? You want, what do you need?
Crawling all over each other. Yeah, we're getting another shipment in tomorrow. What kind of
iguanas, turtles.
Told you, heard a bird too.
Snakes. They used to have them all, man. You used to go to the mall. You could see all that stuff in one stop. One stop shopping.
Frowned upon, though.
Mm. Bill's in Medford. Bill,
here we go.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, what's happening, guys?
What's going on?
What do you got?
How you doing? What do you want to know? I mean, my wife and I are sitting here laughing our tails off. I'm driving her to work, and we're sitting here, and we're listening to you guys on the radio, and then... And I'm sitting here just dying.
Well, what do you mean? What do we want to know?
Where are the keys to my 77 Nova?
We're sitting there just laughing our tail off. I don't know. They sound like they're trying to be low-level mafiosos.
How many boxes of cigarettes do you have in your trunk right now?
None. I'm going my way to New Hampshire right now. I'm
going to hit that liquor store right over that border. Get some fireworks. Get some liquor right over the border.
Couple cottons.
You know, I mean, does he realize John Henry can get him for extortion right now? I mean, it doesn't make much sense to me.
No, it's their property now. They found it.
Does he realize that John Henry is a billionaire, could have another one of those in about 6 minutes?
Yeah. John Henry could.
It's like a bed sheet, Bill. It's not that hard to get.
It's not the original.
Not the original.
Not the original.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Bill. Good call.
They probably have print companies lining up to volunteer their services and give them free product to reprint more banners.
You know, once upon a time, something...
They told us they had a duplicate.
Yeah.
They probably do. They probably don't need your stupid banner back.
But it's not the original, like we said. And where all these other stores.
Where did the division banners hang in Fenway Park?
Outside in the front, like above the street.
So that banner...
Above the street.
That banner looks like one that...
Yawkey Way.
That they would hang out on the outside, the exterior, what Zoe is saying.
Yeah.
Where they get, you know, a pole on the bottom pole.
They drape it with cords over the street.
Sticks out from the side of the building.
Yeah. Right.
That's what that one looks like. That doesn't look like anything they're going to raise inside the ballpark.
They're not hanging that thing off the Green Monster. It looked puny.
No, it wasn't a flag. It was the banner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, let's drape this. No, you need like a 30-foot banner.
Did they find any bunting? Or was it just the banner?
You know, they need to call. Who? Carabas. They want to sell it. Call him.
He'd buy it. Oh, he'd buy
he would guaranteed buy
he'd
that.
Buy, Barstool hang, would hang buy it up it. At Barstool.
They're trying to do the right thing, though, Jim. Don't you understand that?
Yeah, Jim.
They're in negotiations right now.
Capitalists.
Trying to do the right thing. They're like, oh, we might put it up on eBay. Go for it. Sell it. See how much it goes for.
Matt on Twitter said he's Ben Affleck from Good Will Hunting. Retainer! Nobody in this town gives up a banner without a retainer, guys. You suspect.
Just trying to do the right thing. Where do you think they got their coffee from that morning?
They got it from Mary Lou's. They went to down South Shore. We drove all the way down
these
there.
These are straight Dunkin' guys.
I don't think so.
Let's not.
You know what they are?
Make a mistake here.
They're the Dunkin' guys with the small cup, the paper cup. You know what I mean? They don't even go for the medium. They want the original black. Just put it in there.
I'm thinking that they hang it off the Green Monster.
No. I'm not thinking
they
that
They wouldn't
at
even
all.
Hang this off the bullpen. See this banner. Oh, my God.
I'm thinking if they don't order a duplicate or get another one and they don't hang this up outside, no one's even going to notice that they don't have a 2018 American League East Champions banner among the 30 other banners that are around the ballpark. No one's even going to know it's gone and that they didn't have one ready.
Unbelievable. Townies.
People photoshopping the Mona Lisa hanging off the Green
Monster. See, not to even bring up this tragedy that happened.
They said they got a duplicate. This is the original.
Not to even like to bring up what happened over the weekend, that awful shark incident. But like, this is what I was thinking was going to head down the Cape and end up. Hey, let's go in the water. You know, it's hot outside. It's swimming with some cigarettes and coffee. You know, take a little dip. That's what I thought.
617-779-0985. Is the phone number. Is this last call you're going to get on?
Oh, yeah.
Just put her on hold.
Go ahead. Put it.
Just put her on hold. Let's go. We got today's takeaways coming up. Lee and Quincy, get to it.
Oh, happy birthday.
Is it your
Lee?
Lee?
Hello?
Happy is your birthday?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday, Lee. Oh, wait.
I think the funniest part about that whole thing is that I'm driving on the highway right now, and I wouldn't run across the highway. It was like a no-brainer that these guys were just going to run across the highway.
They're lying.
if my dog jumped out of the car, I don't know if I would run across the highway.
Exactly. Yeah, you would. Hey, Lee, how young did Bert look on TV today? With his little jacket on.
He was so cute. He looked like he was in eighth grade.
He did.
It looked like he should have had like a bag. If he got up, he would have had like a little backpack on.
We give him a sticker when he leaves here if he's good. If he doesn't stutter too much, we give him a sticker.
Do you have like a little thing of lollipops like at the bank?
Oh, yeah.
We should keep a little dish of candy to give to the guest after they leave. Yeah, Shaughnessy would take
stash it in his locker.
Hey, make sure you guys keep heads
right,
up
Lee,
on my
happy birthday. Nice to hear. By the way, it wasn't like he was on 93. He was on McGrath Highway. You know, it's
what is
a busy
it, like a
road.
Six lane highway.
It's
Revere?
Not a really a highway. It's a busy
made it sound like
road with a lot of traffic
lane,
on it.
Five lanes of traffic.
It does. It has like six lanes, but it's not.
It's like, it'd be like running across Providence Highway. You wouldn't do that either.
Yes. Right. Exactly. Today's takeaways.
Oh, the one that goes past legacy.
Yeah, we'll do that.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox, who hopefully will find their new banner. Those two townies from up in Malden
stole it.
What do we got, guys? Who's going first?
You. I got.
Or you?
I got a very, very happy Bert Breer, who is in earlier today. Beetle, you started in on a story, and you know, you were having a good time with it. Bert found it. Maybe too funny?
Like a schoolgirl funny.
The Genovese crime family.
Now they're...
Listen.
Now they're fighting over...
This is like getting covered like a cat in a tree. They brought down the mob. Now they're going to go cover some cat like
can't
Channel
get a video
7.
Tape.
Channel 7.
Can bring down the mob, but can't get a videotape of football.
Patriot security chief Mark Briggs and two Jets officials made what Cran called... cross allegations.
We're using federal terms, too.
Bukowski said that of the Patriots in the Spygate tape, they knew what was on it and they wanted it back. They were trying any reason, but there was no way.
There was
tell you, he came in today.
Bert really did find that story really funny.
He's
funny,
dressed like a little kid, giggling like a schoolgirl.
Is it that funny?
No.
It's humorous.
Yeah, it was
humorous that there was an FBI agent, state troopers, team security. Like, wow. What a, what a sting operation.
Yeah.
It worked. They nabbed him. They got him.
He's losing water over it. Can't keep himself together. All right. That's it. Next.
Why don't we go to another bird item, and that is when the hosts aren't listening.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Like and now, how to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
When you when Tom was changing some things at the line of scrimmage, and Josh called the team up, and it seems like he gave it to you guys pretty good, and that's the first time I've seen that in a long time, if at all, from McDaniels. Did you guys feel like maybe at the beginning of that game you lacked a little sense of urgency, and that's going to increase, and you got to be ready to go this week with that environment?
Did when you guys were over there on the sidelines, the cameras caught you, with Josh McDaniels, and we haven't really seen Josh like that before.
I assessed him at.
Oh, yeah,
we just talked about that.
Sorry.
How you doing? Hey, Dave, good job this week, buddy.
This has been How to Tell When the Hosts Aren't Listening.
And Zoe was sort of playing off what I had asked, which was when Josh sort of flips out, does it mean more because he doesn't do that all the time? So, like, there were multiple angles to the Josh McDaniels
there
thing covered.
We talked about it twice, and then he wanted to triple down on it. He was trying to catch his air from giggling so much.
Funny. So that's what I got today.
Well, yesterday I'm driving around, and the Pittsburgh Steelers picked up this new receiver by the name of Antonio Bryant.
This is awesome.
I'm always listening to Felger and Mass.
Yeah, they played it yesterday.
You got Bedard in. I mean, he got football guys in. And here we go. Just listen to this. Antonio Bryant.
This was awesome. Number seven, a fan taunted, I think it was a fan, someone on Twitter, taunted Antonio Bryant the other day about Ben Roethlisberger, saying that Roethlisberger made Antonio Bryant. Bryant responded by saying, oh, yeah, then trade me to another team and let's find out. In that equation, who has made who? Roethlisberger make Bryant, or Bryant has made Roethlisberger?
Hardy will have fun with this one. It's tough to tell because in the first half of his career, Ben Roethlisberger had the defense. That's how they won. In the latter half, it's been all offense, and I think it's been Bryant. But I'm going to go with Bryant because I don't think Ben's consistently had to be the guy with nobody else around him.
As a passer, Bryant has made Roethlisberger. To me, no gray area there. And again, look, Roethlisberger to me is just not a great pure passer. You can call him a tough guy to bring down, a great quarterback. You can call him all of that. But in the passing game, Bryant is like unique. Roethlisberger isn't.
Yeah, it's Bryant. I don't ever really see Roethlisberger throwing him open. He gets the separation. Half the time, Roethlisberger's just chucking it up, and he makes the play.
Here's all my point. Them. What the hell's Stewart doing?
Four people in a room.
What the hell's Stewart? Jim would have corrected at least two of us by the time it came out of the second mouth.
It's so much funnier that way, though.
It is
so much better that he didn't
they
correct anybody.
Like, I'm like, wow, they got this new receiver because like Martavius
fabulous.
Bryant used to be at the Steelers, but he's out with the Raiders now. They
fabulous.
Signed him.
Oh, not only that, when I first heard the clip, when Greg said, oh, Hardy's going to have fun with this, I was thinking like he was referencing that he said Brian all these times and it wasn't Brian.
No, it's because he hem and hawed. He goes,
yes, and then I realized he was talking about the question or whatever it was, the setup. And then everybody says Brian. Awesome.
Pretty good.
Hey, Dan Shaughnessy is with us tomorrow. Dan shared all of his favorite items from the Belichick book, the Ian O'Connor Belichick book.
Yep. Hopefully Dan will have more tomorrow.
At 11.
He's at the game tonight, though, in Yankee Stadium.
He's in New York at this hour, getting ready to cover Red Sox-Yankees, so maybe he comes back with some nuggets from the Bronx.
Hopefully. David Price is one of the few guys that talks to Dan, so we'll see.
We are going to have Scott Gramling, with us at 10:50 tomorrow, and according to you, Zoe, we've done pretty well with the lineup the last 2 weeks.
Two for two. Making money.
Sean in Chicago made money this week.
He's making money, and he's liking it, so I can't wait for the lineup tomorrow.
All right.
Now I got to actually look at fantasy numbers.
How about defense, too? Texans. Titans didn't score a lot of points, though.
You're right. Like, what? 14, what did they win that game? 14-7?
It couldn't have been that bad.
20-17.
Yeah.
They gave up a fake punt touchdown. I don't know how that counts.
Ooh. Probably doesn't.
Yeah, time for me to get a little more creative with the pick.
That does not count against the actual defensive numbers.
So. Sure about that?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, that'll be at 10:50 tomorrow.
Sweet.
Felger and Mazur next. See you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so we're still working through some transactions on the team, so we'll have those for you when we start practice. Should happen by then.